Just found out how much shorter I am than the pastor. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Today we have two celebrations, Father's Day and the Holy Trinity. Four men are in the hospital and waiting room because their wives are giving birth. A nurse comes up to the first guy and says, "Congratulations, you're the father of twins." "That's odd," says the man. "I work for the Minnesota Twins." A nurse says to the second guy, "Congratulations, you're the father of triplets." "That's weird," the man says. "I work for 3M. A nurse runs in and tells the third man, "Congratulations," or fourth man, or excuse me, third man, "you are father of quadruplets." "That's strange," he answers. "I work for Four Seasons Hotel." By the time the last man in there is left, he's groaning. He's beating his hands up against the wall, beating his head against the wall, and the nurse runs in and says, "What's wrong?" "I work for 7-Up. Just one more. And after a major downpour filled all the potholes in the street, a young father watched his two little boys playing in a puddle through the window in the living room. The older of the two boys, a 5-year-old, grabbed his younger brother by the back of his head and shoved his face right down into one of the potholes full of water. As the boy recovered and stood dripping, the father runs out into the yard in a panic. "Why on earth do you do that to your little brother?" he asked the boy as he shook him. "We're just playing church, Daddy. I was baptizing him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." But today is a day we honor fathers. It's interesting how Father's Day began. In 1910, there was a woman by the name of Senora Dodd in Spokane, Washington. She was sitting in a church service on Mother's Day, and she was listening to a sermon about mothers. She thought about her father. Her father was a Civil War veteran. Her mom had died early in life, so all the years of her life and the years of her siblings, they had been brought up by their father. He was a very devout and godly man. She thought it'd be a wonderful thing to have a special time to honor her father and all fathers. Because he was born in the month of June, she was able to have a special day honoring her father on the third Sunday of June in 1910 in Spokane, Washington. 56 years later, 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed the proclamation declaring the third Sunday in June would be set aside as Father's Day, a day when we could recognize and honor and pay tribute to our earthly fathers. There's something special about a dad, and his children and church together especially. I enjoyed the pictures of our fathers, images of God, servants of God, builders of faith who are our fathers, and to those that we pay homage to, whether they are living or they have gone. Holding on my lap, rocking them in my arms, drawing, coloring, playing dots or other games in the bulletin, following together the liturgy, the scriptures, singing hymns together, all bring wonderful memories of me and my two daughters growing up. So one Sunday, there's a young fellow sitting in church with his dad, offering plates approaching. He leans over. "Don't pay for me, Dad. I'm under 5. From the mouths of children. Many of us could write a book of things our children have said or done, maybe in church. But we won't, because those are special moments we've shared with our sons and daughters. Fatherhood is a grand experiment, adventure, challenge, and reward, one that we respect and we are proud of being. But there's a greater being than us, our Heavenly Father, our rock, our salvation, and our hope for the future. So today we celebrate the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The doctrine of the Trinity is a key concept of our faith journey. In our Old Testament reading from Proverbs, we hear from wisdom, specifically woman wisdom, created as the first creation of God, but also a helper that rejoices in God's creation, especially human beings created in God's image by the Father. Our psalm today reflects the works of God the Father and how he placed responsibilities on mere mortals to rule over the works of his hands. And in Paul's scripture from Romans, we see the description of life, of faith, with reference to God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the way we obtained access to this grace. And then moving into the gospel, the story of John and the Trinity. St. Augustine was a revered priest. One day as he was walking along the ocean, pondering the deep ministry of God and the Holy Trinity, he met a boy there on the beach. The boy had dug a hole in the sand and was kept busy running back and forth from the hole to the ocean, holding in his hands water, dropping it in that hole that he had dug. So Augustine, curious about this, asked the boy, "What are you doing?" The boy said, "I'm going to pour the entire ocean right into this hole." Augustine said, "That's impossible. The whole ocean will not fit into your hole." And the boy turned to Augustine and said, "Neither then the God of the Holy Trinity fit into your tiny mind." The boy disappeared and was thought to have been an angel. Yet that story tells us a lot about the Holy Trinity. We might have an idea about what it is. We may not have an idea about what it is. But God the Father gave us Jesus Christ the Son, and Jesus Christ gave us the Holy Spirit. May we all continue to walk with the guidance of that Holy Spirit. Amen.